I'm Maura Bennett with your Southeast Regional Ag Report. The USDA's latest crop reports had some upward adjustments for cotton. Production is up 25% over the last season. The World Agricultural Outlook Board Chair Mark Jekanowski discusses some of the changes in December.
Domestically, cotton was one of the few commodities for which we got new production data from NASS. With that, they gave us a revised yield estimate, U.S. cotton yield estimate, up 5 pounds per acre. So a relatively small production increase for cotton. We didn't make any changes to any of the other major balance sheet components in terms of domestic mill use, exports, or ending stocks. A small amount is all going into the residual category. And no change this month as well to the season average market price for cotton, sticking with 90 cents per pound.
And while the price didn't change, 90 cents per pound is almost 20 cents higher than the last year. The reason cotton's price is remaining high has something to do with the pandemic. COVID shutdowns and regulations on travel translated into spending on physical goods like clothing. Relative to the same period in 2019, consumer spending on apparel has been up 25% over the past 6 months, according to the U.S. Bureau of Economic Analysis. The data shows that normal rates of spending growth for apparel are 2 to 3%. With the Southeast Ag Report on the Ag Information Network, I'm Maura Bennett. For more ag news and comments, visit aginfo.net.